It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending October 12th like this. Wheat, 16.4 million bushels, corn, 32.3 million, and soybeans, 31.9 million bushels. We'll just discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Slaughter hog prices across the Midwest today are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower amid expected pressure from a second day at sharply lower wholesale pork prices. Terminals are called steady to lower, tops from $41 to $42. Peoria is called 50 cents to a dollar lower today with a top price of $41. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, October 18th, negotiated swine purchases were 19,282. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $53 to $65.54. The weighted average, $63.14, a loss of $1.05 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.43 to $51, and the weighted average was $48.67. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,607. The base price range, $52 to $65.50. The weighted average, $63.05, a loss of 74 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.25 to $52, and the weighted average was $47.40.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Going to get any soybeans done, Mike?
I personally won't be doing anything in the fields, Dave. It's just too darn wet. That and I don't have any fields to deal with. But there will be maybe a little bit of activity across areas if they haven't gotten them out of the fields. Precipitation over the next couple days will be relatively light. Drizzle and snow across the upper Midwest sweeping towards the Great Lakes. Illinois and Indiana, there will be a chance for some snow over the weekend. Looks like Sunday in northwestern Illinois and around the Chicago area, western suburbs towards Rockford. Some snow showers on Sunday, a little bit of rain ahead of that. Not a lot of rain, but no drying time. And with temperatures below average, and not a lot of sunshine. We will see some peaks of sunshine on Friday. Again, not too much drying going on. So if a field's too wet now, it will continue to be too wet to get into it. Most of the precipitation light, but just enough to fall periodically to slow field work in some areas. Next larger storm system that will impact the Midwest will occur during the second half of next week, when a storm system will produce light to moderate rainfall and a little snow across the Midwest. A follow-up disturbance may produce some additional moisture during the follow-up weekend before a drier pattern starts to evolve for the area during the week of October 30th. And I was looking in particular at some of the models yesterday, and it looks like the 28th and 29th, there could be some significant rainfalls. Rainfalls once again in excess of an inch across the area. So next weekend could be very wet, about 10 days out. We'll be keeping our eyes on that. But again, the way the weather systems have been, the computer models have been dealing with the weather systems, it's hard to put a lot of confidence on something, anything farther out than just a couple of days. Across the Delta in the southeast, showers and thunderstorms moving across the Delta in the western region of the southeast this morning. Rainfall totals were generally light, less than a half inch in most location, with coverage in the Delta around 30%. Rain totals in the southeast a little bit heavier, with up to an inch and a half in northeastern Florida and southern Georgia. And some of the storms have been producing some downpours with severe weather across the area this morning. We'll, again, try to update that as we talk about the weather tomorrow to see some of the rain totals there. Across South America, rain has been increased for the latter portion of next week's forecast in Argentina, with much of the nation receiving precipitation at one time or another. Scattered showers that occur prior to that time not likely to make much of a difference to the soil moisture or the crop condition, but the moisture will be welcome. There will be drier areas in Santiago del Estero and Cordoba until improved rainfall does occur late next week. Both provinces may receive some rain, but again, random showers are expected to occur from time to time. Most of Argentina's recently planted summer crop and winter grains will remain in fine shape, over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. For Brazil, no shortage of moisture is anticipated for a while. However, portions of Mato Grosso do Sul, São Paulo, and immediate neighboring areas may experience some net drying, and that will raise the need for greater rainfall later this month and early in November. Situation not critical since the odds favor timely rainfall long before any concerns over dryness do occur. Drier periods will be ideal for spring planting and for routine farming activity. Rain will move from the interior of South Australia through the interior of New South Wales over the next couple of days. Amounts may vary from up to a half inch, with a few areas maybe picking up 3/4 of an inch. Coverage will be around 50%. Little or no precipitation falling in Queensland. Showers in Victoria and South Australia somewhat limited in coverage and intensity as well. Follow-up disturbance that will move through South Central and Southeastern Australia late next week might help to support reproducing and filling crops in Victoria, South Australia, and farther south in through New South Wales. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 5.23 1/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 4 1/4. March, 5.33, down 1.5. Last trade up 5.5. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5.12 1/2, unchanged. Last trade up 4 3/4. March, 5.18 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade up 7 1/4. July, 4.60, down 1/2. Last trade up 1.5. December corn opened at 3.15, down 1/2. Last trade up 3 3/4. March, 3.24 3/4, down 1/2. Last trade up 3.5. July, 3.35, down 1/2. Last trade up 3 1/4. Red line December, 3.23 1/2, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 4 1/4. November beans open at 6.05, up 1/2. Last trade up 8 1/4. Next July, 6.40, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 8 1/4. December soybean meal open at 179.70, up 10. Last trade up 2.20. December soybean oil opened at 25.91, down 3. Last trade up 18. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Year-to-date sales, export sales, still outstanding, especially in the corn and wheat. But today it looks like just so-so.
Yeah, we've started to accelerate these prices, and export buyers have backed off just a hair. Corn exports did come in at 32.3 million bushel. I mean, historically, that's still rather strong, but it's not great when you compare it to what we've been doing recently. Cooler, wet forecast probably will prop up this corn a little bit. Steady, a penny better. Slow farmer selling is still kind of the key.
The beans?
On the beans, our export sales came in at 31.9 million bushel. That was in the middle of trade estimates. The thing that I think I'm keying in on is that China took about a third of that. They've been big buyers. They continue to be big buyers no matter what the price. Cool, wet forecast with fronts coming through every 2 to 3 days, slow farmer selling. Fund short covering says to me will be 3 or 4 higher on the opening.
What do you make of this rally we've been seeing in the 3 week periods in the beans?
It's been fairly orderly. We are seeing funds cover. They had huge short positions cover those in a rather orderly manner. We've bounced above $6 in the November, which psychologically is a plus. We've probably got a little more upside to go.
And the wheat number today was 16.4 million metric tons.
It wasn't out of line with expectations. We've had an awful big rally in the wheat. We've come back the last 2 days. We'll probably be a little better on the opening, steady to 2 or 3 higher. Seasonally, however, we tend to put a top in this October time period. News that Canada's western provinces show increasing winter wheat acres may kind of start taking some of the bloom off the talk about Australia crop being a disaster.
Do you look for wheat to pull back?
I look for wheat. wheat to be steady, to take this nearby wheat back down under $5 in here.
491 would be the 61-point retracement.
Yes, it would be, and I think there's a lot of people looking for those low 490s.
Over at the Merck today?
The cattle market probably be a hair firmer. There's a lot of feelings that this cash market's going to develop at steady prices to last week, even though the bids have been quite a bit lower. Large movement of Canadian Fed cattle into the market is meeting some of this packer demand, but packers are a little short bought, so futures will be up. On the hog side, though, Dave, futures probably continue to be under pressure, down 25, maybe as much as 60 or 70 cents. These large kills, lack of product movement being very active. When I looked at the Iowa hog weights, we're still holding steady. We're not down. People thought that maybe this large kill was a result of pulling hogs ahead, but that does not look to be the case.
Thanks, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILA Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.